My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 11th day of March, 2017. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of the Anti-Corruption Society homepage. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of the home page. We keep adding to it as more and more information and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Tonight, I'd like to get back to the topic I've been discussing for several shows now, because more and more evidence keeps coming to my attention regarding the medical industrial complex and what a big problem we have with it. Most of us who have been aware of the problems with the medical industrial complex, which is basically a for-profit machine, so that pharmaceuticals and many others can make money off of sick people. And they make more money if the sick people stay sick than they do if the sick people get well. Sadly, that's been going on for a long time. A lot of smart people do what they can to avoid the medical industrial complex, but a close member of our family this year in January made it very clear to us that that's not always possible. Sometimes there is no alternative but to go to the emergency room, and many times the patient doesn't even get the choice. If there's a heart attack or a car accident, others will intervene, call an ambulance, call the squad, and the patient who's either ill or injured will find themselves in the emergency department, which is the gateway into the whole hospital facility and all of the problems today that hospitals carry. I want to start by talking about a local conglomerate of medical facilities. We're talking hospitals, we're talking outpatient clinics, we're talking a heart unit, a cancer institute, all of these, and many hospitals throughout all of Central Ohio and many of the smaller towns, the emergency departments, physicians' offices, etc., wear the hat in Ohio called Ohio Health. Okay, now that's a big hat because that includes multiple hospitals. It includes multiple facilities like a cancer hospital or a cancer treatment center, a heart treatment center, a sports medicine center. The list goes on and on, and it's huge. I mean, even I am absolutely stupefied. Our encounter was with this institution, and we were just stupefied at how large it is. It's absolutely enormous. It is almost to the point where I think you could call it a monopoly. It's very close to that right now in Central Ohio. So this individual, very close family person, wound up in the emergency department, and the decision was made to admit this individual. And I was lucky enough to see a copy of the consent form that he was requested to sign. And if you listen to this show, you know I read all these things. I read these things they ask me to sign. I read these things that other people are asked to sign, because truly the devil is in the detail. Sadly, they give you the piece of paper and say, okay, all you have to do is sign this consent form. We have to have this signed before we can admit you. That's what the little lady or the little man tells you as he hands you the form and your pen, says, here, sign right here. And he points to where you have to sign. Well, if you're in the emergency department, generally speaking, you're just going to sign it. I mean, you're not going to know what it all says, and you're going to be frightened. You're going to be either in pain. You're not going to be in a position where you're going to analyze this and try to renegotiate a consent form. And they're not going to let you do it anyway, basically. But I wanted to read to you some of this because this is important. This is a general consent form. And what it has to say absolutely blew me away. Now, you know this was not written by doctors. If you've listened to this show, we have said again and again and again, all these applications, all these consent forms, all these agreements or contracts are written by attorneys. Physicians have little or no understanding of the law. Educators have little or no understanding of the law. So behind every consent form, you bet your bippy, there is an attorney. Now, does the attorney, when he crafts this document, really care about the patient, or is that attorney hired to protect the institution? I think the listeners know the answer to the question. The attorney is hired and paid pretty good money, or the legal counsels, or whoever they hire to create their consent forms are paid pretty good money to ensure that the institution is protected. Protecting the patient is not on their list of things to be concerned about. And I'm going to read you this and you will see exactly what I'm talking about. At the very top, first at the top, it says Ohio Health General Consent. I find that strange, but now I know why when I saw the size of the Ohio Health Institutions. Okay, here's what it says. Consent to medical care and treatment. I consent to all medical and surgical care, examinations, and tests which are determined to be necessary for me while I am a patient at Ohio Health. I understand that the practice of medicine and surgery is not an exact science, and that medical treatment may involve risks, injury, or even death. I acknowledge that no guarantees have been made to me as to the result of any treatment, procedure, or examinations to be performed on me while I am a patient of Ohio Health. And the next little section says refusal of treatment. I understand that if I refuse treatment that is suggested for me, or I do not complete, a treatment protocol recommended to me, I will not hold Ohio Health nor any individual responsible for the consequences of my refusal or incompletion. Now, when you read that, I said, wow, this is really good. They want me to admit that I understand that they're not responsible for my treatment. I understand that it could kill me. And I'm signing that I acknowledge that there are no guarantees and it could kill me, but that's okay with me. Okay. Then they go on to say they're not responsible if I refuse their treatment either. So they're not responsible if they treat me, and they're not responsible if I refuse a treatment. So where is any responsibility on them? I see this form. There's no evidence. There's no promises. There's no inferences that will help you get better. Nothing on this document indicates that they're making a commitment to care for you and to give you, in the best of their ability, the best outcome. Nothing on here says that they have any commitment to do that. People really need to read this. And do the doctors and the CEOs, do they really understand that the lawyers have put together this kind of a document that says, I consent to anything you want to do, even though I know it'll kill me. It could kill me. I can't believe patients, if they weren't sick, would sign this with this. No commitment from the Ohio health people that you will get better, that they will eat. There's no commitment they're even going to try to get you better. It's, to me, it is just absolutely mind-blowing that the whole institution would allow this kind of a document to be generated and sailed across all of the facilities. Now, this individual was signing this to be admitted to a hospital, but this is so broad. I mean, when you look at Ohio Health, if this individual signs this, does this document go with this individual if they go to the sports medicine clinic, if they go to the McDonald Heart Clinic, if they go to the Cancer Institute? I mean, this to me was absolutely mind-blowing. And it, Ohio Health, a patient of Ohio Health, not a patient of Ohio Health facility, just a patient of Ohio Health. This conglomerate is huge. This is a fictitious entity. You can't be a patient of a fictitious entity anyway. As you know, we talk about these corporate structures. They are fiction. They are nothing but words on a piece of paper. They are not real. They are not living. So here's the general consent form. Then you go on. The next paragraph is the release of information. Now they're worried about the information, and you're supposed to give them permission to release it everywhere, which they do. Then they go on. The next paragraph is assignment of benefits. Oh, now they want their money. The next paragraph is financial responsibility. If you assign the benefits and they don't pay it, then they want to make sure that you're going to pay it. So now you have to agree to their financial responsibility. The next one, statement to permit payment of medical benefits to providers and physicians. Now they're down to the real meat of the matter, is how they're going to get their money, and make sure that you are going to sign everything necessary so they get their money. Okay, then they go on for hospital patients only. When I saw that, I realized that this at the top, well, I'm a patient at Ohio Health, they do mean to make this a broad general consent for every facility with the name Ohio Health on it. Because coming down now is the little paragraph for hospital patients only. Okay, and in that little jewel, first of all, they want you to know it's a teaching hospital and that you're going to consent to allow medical students, interns, residents, fellows, nurses, and other healthcare personnel assist in participating with my physician in the performance of the diagnosis, medical, and surgical procedures which may be performed upon me under my physician's direction and supervision. Well, before I get away from that one, years ago, I worked in a teaching hospital. I saw what happens in a teaching hospital. And anybody who would agree to let medical students, interns, and residents work on them is only agreeing to do so because they don't know how much these people don't know. I actually witnessed mistakes made on patients that cost them their life, and they were done by first-year residents. So my feeling on that, for the record, if the hospital is a teaching hospital, they're getting paid to teach the residents. Then if they want guinea pigs, if they want people to be teaching tools for them, they should give you free hospital care. And if you want to let the students and the residents work on you, that's your choice, but you shouldn't have to pay the same price to allow students to work on you that you would pay if there were no students. I hope people understand that. I never did allow residents or students to work on me. I always said, no, thank you. And you do have that option. You could cross out that line. Then they go down price information. Okay. And then they say that I'm entitled to price information. Good. Then they go down to say home health, hospice, and durable medical equipment. They want you to know that you have a choice. You can pick whichever of those services you want. Isn't that nice? Then they go down patient rights. And they want you to acknowledge you received a copy of the patient's rights information. Well, I happen to know that this individual did not receive a copy of the patient's rights. It was not even offered. And in that emergency scenario, there was no way he was going to stop and say, wait a minute, I want to get a copy of patient rights and I want to read it. I mean, we're talking about someone who's extremely sick. So then they go down advanced directives, okay? And that just is your living will or whatever you may have said. You may not want, if you're a quadriplegic or if you have a terminal diagnosis, you may not want IVs. All of that stuff they refer to as advanced directives. And here's the last line. I acknowledge I was given the opportunity to opt out of the facility directory and provided with additional information as requested. All that means is that if someone calls the hospital and wants to know if you're a patient, you have a choice to say, I want to opt out of the directory. Now, here's the thing that is right above the signature line. Acknowledgement. By signing below, I acknowledge that I have read and understand this consent and authorization, and that I have been given the opportunity to ask questions and receive clarification so that I fully understand and agree to this consent and authorization. I bet you hardly anybody could honestly say that that was true. That they understood it all, they had questions, and there was someone there to answer the questions who knew what they were talking about. And therefore, they fully understand and they fully concur with it. They are counting on the fact that you won't read it. Because if you would just read the acknowledgement and some of it, you couldn't possibly sign it without committing perjury. I'm sorry. I mean, 99% of the public couldn't sign it without committing perjury. Okay, we'll be back.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The medical industrial complex yet one more time. Gosh, we could do nothing but a series on this because it is so vast and there's so many misconceptions out there regarding what these hospitals are, what they do. When I read that form, you could see where the majority of the form was about them getting paid. It wasn't about the kind of care that you were going to get. And you were not... When you sign this, this is not informed consent. People need to understand that. When you go into a hospital, especially if you're really sick, they prescribe medicines for you. You are not told what the side effects are. You just are told to take the medication. Unless you have someone in your family or a close friend who will go look them up, you are just, you know, you're blindly taking the medication with absolutely no knowledge of what the side effects are. Now, you see all these drugs advertised on TV. Each and every drug, they give you side effects and possible adverse reactions. But when you're a patient in a hospital, you don't get that privilege. You have to ask someone to do it for you. So the presumption is that you have informed consent. But that is not true. That is not what's really going on. Which makes it a very dangerous place. I also found out through talking to two different pharmacists that these physicians, and it's pretty much across the board, hospital physicians as well as office practice physicians, don't pay much attention to adverse reactions. So if you look them up and you say, geez, doc, I saw this, I'm having this adverse reaction, there's a good chance they're going to ignore you. They cannot. They do not have the time. All the drugs they write prescriptions for, all the patients they treat, all the symptoms, they consider everything you complain about to be a symptom. They almost never consider it to be a side effect of the drug. So if you don't know what the side effects are of that drug, you cannot count on that physician having that information at the top of his head. He probably doesn't. In fact, make the assumption he does not. If you're in a hospital, you're going to have to advocate for yourself and for your loved ones. And hope to gosh you've got somebody who will be there to help you, because when you're sick in that bed, it is very difficult to advocate for yourself. We need to set up a buddy system for those who don't have a lot of immediate family members. I'll be there for you if you're in the hospital, and you be there for me if I am, right? Okay. I think that would be a wonderful thing to set up, because when you're sick, you cannot do all of this for yourself. You're just coping with the illness and the pain and the discomfort, and you're at your weakest. Now, this individual was smart enough to sign this document without prejudice. And we talk about that on the show all the time. Never leave a naked signature. Never leave a naked signature. Because I am telling you right here, all of these little implications in this one document, you would have a hard time in a court. You would have a hard time protecting yourself or any of your rights for fully informed consent if you hadn't written without prejudice. So this is another reminder. We learned all kinds of things in this experience. We learned a lot about physicians and their egos. We learned a lot about the fact that this particular institution rotates physicians in their institution. If you are a hospitalist, they call them a hospitalist. They've contracted with a group of physicians, and they will rotate from being on call for a week, then another one will come on for a week, and another one will come on for a week. So if you're there for 2 to 3 weeks, you could see three different physicians. Bad news, no continuity of care. They don't always agree. They don't always look what the other physician was doing. They can contradict each other's orders. It is really, and they don't really develop much of a rapport with the patient because they're just floating through for the week. So that's another, in this particular hospital, Ohio Health, that's another big problem, is they've got these physicians that rotate through 1 week on, and then they're off maybe for 2 or 3 weeks, and then they come back. So they're just, you know, marking the boxes and running through the motions, basically, because they're only going to be there a week. So that's another problem with these institutions. But the biggest problem I'm seeing right now is this concept. And this individual heard these words come out of this nurse's mouth, and she said, well, it's the best we've got is in evidence-based medicine. And when I heard that, I rolled my eyes and said, well, there it is, evidence-based medicine. It was a year ago in March that we did a show on this, and I'm going to talk about that right after this break.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner.
My name is Al Whitney, and tonight we're talking about the medical industrial complex. And we're talking about, I just started to talk about evidence-based medicine. A year ago, I put up an article on Anti-Corruption Society, and it's interesting that a year later, I'm facing the reality in real time of the information that was in that article. So I'd like to share it with everyone. If you didn't hear that show, then this is new to you, and it's really important information. The article is called Honest Physicians Prove That Evidence-Based Medicine is a Fraud, and Many Great Medical Professionals Are Exposing It. And I'm going to go and read this and talk a little bit about it, because this is truly what's going on and what we witnessed. It's important to understand that whenever you cross the threshold into any healthcare facility that accepts insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, you will be subjected to treatment regimes known as evidence-based medicine. Sounds reassuring, doesn't it? Unfortunately, like all corporate spin used today, the terms are intended to sound good and conceal the truth at the same time. Retired heart surgeon Dr. Donald Miller Jr. explained what evidence-based medicine is and how it has slithered its way into our healthcare system in America in an important article called Modern Medicine at the Crossroads that was published in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons in the fall of 2015. And you can still go online and get that article. Just type in Modern Medicine at the Crossroads and you can read it for yourself. Here are some important excerpts. And I just thought it was brilliant. But here's some excerpts that he offered up that I thought most people might understand a little more easily. Over the past 50 years, the federal government has become increasingly involved in medicine, functioning both as a third-party payer and patron of biomedical research and clinical trials. And starting 25 years ago, modern medicine has come to adopt a new type of probabilistic medical thinking named evidence-based medicine. The physicians find the transformations in the medical marketplace wrought by an increasingly intrusive federal regulatory establishment to interfere with their exercise of independent professional judgment and limit their freedom to serve the best interests of their patients. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, Public Law 111-148, decrees how medicine is now to be practiced in the United States. Ratified in 2010, the Affordable Care Act becomes fully operational in 2018. Its mandate is to assist patients, clinicians, purchasers, and policymakers in making informed health decisions by advancing the quality and relevance of evidence concerning the manner in which disease, disorders, and other health conditions can effectively and appropriately be presented, diagnosed, treated, monitored, and managed. Proponents say it will help government experts to develop evidence-based guidelines and best practices for delivery of appropriate, cost-effective care. Scientifically informed guidelines play an important role in modern medicine. Soon viewed as practice requirements, they become the standard of care, and as such, assume medical legal significance. Doctors who choose not to follow the guidelines risk financial retribution and malpractice exposure. Although evidence-based and judged established science, a number of them still have been shown to be wrong. Doctors in academic medical centers write practice guidelines. They base them on clinical trials that randomize populations of patients with a given condition into treatment and placebo groups and choose treatments that are statistically shown to work best. According to the tenets of evidence-based medicine, epidemiological and biostatistical ways of thinking provide what its proponents consider best evidence. Evidence-based medicine downgrades traditional forms of medical evidence, notably a doctor's clinical experience and understanding of pathophysiological mechanisms of disease, which are both unquantifiable. Evidence-based medicine applies the principle of epidemiology to individual patient care, basing that care on statistical trials. Probing evidence-based medicine, co-author Clifford Miller and I conclude, evidence-based medicine has failed in the real world of medicine in terms of its use in making medical decisions and improving causality. State-sanctioned paradigms in the biomedical science that have gained the status of dogma and are not to be questioned include A. Cholesterol and saturated fats cause coronary artery disease. B. Mutations in genes cause cancer. C. A retrovirus called HIV causes AIDS. D. Vaccines are safe and effective. In the real world of medical decision-making, each of these dogmas deserves scrutiny. The government-controlled peer review grant system is a key tool for protecting paradigms like these. Researchers questioning them will not get funded. I think that's important to note that Dr. David Lewis, who wrote the book Science for Sale, said exactly the same thing. The person who pays for the science gets the results that he wants. If one takes a closer look at these clinical trials, that are the foundation of evidence-based medicine, it becomes apparent that they represent the problem and not the solution when it comes to successfully treating disease. According to All Trials, an international campaign launched in 2013, the results of around half of all clinical trials have never been reported. This leads to bad treatment decisions, bad standards of care, missed opportunities for good medicine, and causes trials to be repeated. Common sense and mathematical analysis tells us if half of all clinical trial results are dumped, and evidence-based medicine is based on the remaining cherry-picked results, no evidence of any treatment modality is reliable. This is important to note, that clinical trials are manipulated to get the result they want. And I'm sure Big Pharma is involved. Whoever is paying for the clinical trial gets the results they want. And this is the tragic situation we're all looking at now on statin drugs. For those who aren't familiar with the whole cholesterol scam and the outrageous, outrageous popularity of statin drugs, they need to do a search for Hannah Yosef, Yosephph, MD. Hannah Yosef, she's done great work. She and her husband wrote two books. If you just type in your search engine, Hannah Yosef, Yosephph, and then put a dash, how statins really lower cholesterol. There's a wonderful interview there. There's articles there. You can get an awful lot of good information, and she proves without any shadow of a doubt that statins not only do not treat heart disease, statins actually create illness, a longer, prolonged, debilitating illness. As long as you're on statins, you will not be healthy. And she did a magnificent job of researching that, she and her husband. They even researched how it is that the drugs got approved in the first place. And that is an interesting story right there. They should never have been approved in the first place. The picture, however, regarding evidence-based medicine looks even worse when you add the following information to the mix. Dr. John Ioannidis's research regarding the extremely unreliable studies and or trials that have been released. He published an article in a medical journal, and if you go to this page, and I'll give you the name of the page when I'm done here so you know how to get there, there is a link to the article that he published, Why Most Public Research Findings Are False. Why Most Published Research Findings Are False. And there was another very important study from Harvard in 2013 that people need to read. And this is titled Institutional Corruption of Pharmaceuticals and the Myth of Safe and Effective Drugs. So this is not just me. This is not my opinion. These are honorable researchers who have absolutely, absolutely validated what many of us suspected for a long time, that the medications that we're given in many cases make us sicker. In some cases, they even cause our death. And yet, there they are. Vaccines, statin drugs, and there's a whole slew of medications that actually cause illness. The side effects are worse than the disease there that's being treated, and the doctors are ignoring the side effects, and we go in hoping to get well, and we end up on 10 different drugs, feeling horrible, spending a fortune seeing doctors, spending all our time trying to manage the medication, and we don't get well. We don't feel better. We just stay sick, chronically sick. And this is all too true, particularly of senior citizens. They seem to be such a target for this racket. So in conclusion, when more than half of the clinical trial results are kept hidden, and most of the ones that are released are false, The only conclusion that makes sense is that both evidence-based medicine and the resultant establishment of standards of care are fraudulent. There's no other conclusion to reach. This is not an opinion. When you start looking at this stuff closely and you stop just accepting what your doctor says, that this medication is good for you, it'll work, you have to take it. When you start looking closely at the side effects, and then you can go to drug.com, you can find out even more about how the drug industry is putting dangerous products on the market, and these doctors are prescribing them to their unwitting patients all the time, every day. Then you will realize this is not opinion. This is just a tragic fact of the industrial medical complex in America today. So what does that mean? It means you're on your own, folks. Do your best to stay well. Avoid healthcare facilities that accept insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid. If you can, locate a homeopath or naturopath or revisit Mother's Remedies. And if you can't avoid the healthcare facilities, have a buddy, somebody who's going to help you get the name of the medications that are being prescribed. Have your buddy or your friend print it out so you know what the side effects are. So you can intelligently say to the doctor, in fact, some of these, you can go to these websites, I think drug.com is one of them, but there are quite a few of them, and it will even tell you, tell your doctor if you have any of the following. So you almost have an obligation to do that, even if you're in a hospital. Tell the doctor you're experiencing this symptom, this side effect, because I honestly am not entirely sure. In fact, I'm very suspicious that physicians cannot distinguish between side effects and symptoms, particularly when they've got patients on 4 to 5 drugs. That is like Mission Impossible. And yet they just hum along in that world, relatively undisturbed. They're not happy to be challenged. They see their patients not getting better. They blame the patients for the fact they're not getting better. And it never occurs to them that the medication that they're giving the patient or the treatment they're giving the patient is what's keeping the patient ill. They are so indoctrinated in medical school. They absolutely believe if the FDA approved it, it has to be safe and effective. And that hasn't been true. We talked about that last week. That hasn't been true from day one. The FDA is not there to ensure the public's health. It never were. So I'd like to take callers. If anyone has any input they'd like to add, I'd appreciate it. This is a big topic, I know. I'm hoping that those who are listening will get some tips and kind of remember some of this if they find themselves or their loved ones unwittingly in an emergency and there you find yourself in a hospital. And it may be that you are so badly injured that that's exactly where you have to be. You still can't check your brains at the door, folks. I'm sorry, but you can't. You have to be vigilant. You have to be polite and courteous, but you still have to ask questions. You still have to look up your own drugs, look up your own treatments. We had this one individual was in the hospital and they gave him a form, a consent form for a surgery. It was signed by a physician, but it wasn't the surgeon. I found that very strange when I looked at that. This surgeon did not sign the consent form. Another surgeon did the surgery. In fact, the name of the surgeon wasn't even on the consent form. And then on the consent form, it stated, I have been given written information about this procedure, and I understand what's involved. Guess what? The patient was never given any written information. But if he'd signed it with and didn't add without prejudice, the presumption would have been there that he had received information. Okay, we're going for a break. We'll be back shortly and we can take some calls.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And tonight we're talking about the medical industrial complex. We've talked a little bit about their medical general consent forms, and we've exposed the fraud that's called evidence-based medicine. I'm hoping that people can do some research on their own. The article that I read, you can go to anticorruptionsociety.com, and in the search box, all you have to do is type in "honest physicians prove that evidence-based medicine is a fraud." And there are embedded links to the material that I read and I talked about, so you can, you know, do even more. That modern medicine at the crossroads is a real eye-opener. That is an amazing article. It's long, but boy, it explains what that article does. It explains the debate that we're seeing on TV about Obamacare. I am so sick of seeing the debate about Obamacare. All they're talking about is who pays. This whole problem with how medicine is being implemented because of Obamacare, how it's being inflicted on the patient, that's not up for discussion. Congress is not talking about that. What I just read to you is not being exposed on TV. All they're doing is they're bantering about who should pay for what. And that's not the biggest problem we've got with the medical industry, folks. I'm sorry. The biggest problem we've got with the medical industrial complex, it is out and out dangerous to our health today. and it has to be monitored, and you cannot check your brains at the door. It can be a very dangerous endeavor when you get into their hospitals. Okay, we have a caller from Las Vegas, our good buddy, Chris. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Oh, good evening, Eileen. And boy, I really got to take my hat off to you, girl. You do some deep research, some due diligence, and you come up with some incredible facts that reveal the absolute fraud, deception, the lies, everything else that most everything we deal with is predicated upon.
Oh, really? Thank you for the compliment, Chris. It's sort of sad, isn't it?
Say again?
It's sad, isn't it? Here you have someone who's injured and sick and they're vulnerable. And I'm sorry to tell people that you can't just assume they're going to take care of you. Yeah, sorry, folks. I wish I could.
I think assuming that they're going to do all they can to get money out of you and not do any care for you is probably a safer presumption and more accurate. In fact, I have recently had the unfortunate experience of being introduced to the criminal's just system, falsely arrested, incarcerated for 31 days.
Oh, my.
I found, it's really horrible. I'm still fighting against it. It's a false charge. It was to shut me up and keep me quiet from doing the things that you're doing, of telling the truth about things and exposing the crime and corruption here in county government, particularly. However, while I was there, I became hyper aware. You know, been paying attention to you, and we do our own due diligence and share information sometimes about how important some of the most simple words can be. For instance, in their consent form there to that they were trying to insist multiple times, at least five or six, before they finally beat me into submission to a degree, they just kept harping on you that we got to have this. And they had this great big goon towering over me, about 6'4" or 6'5". Remember, I'm a 5'9", 5'9½" senior citizen male. I'm still in fairly good shape for my age, but nevertheless, he was a monster compared to me. And he was one of those special emergency response team members, so he was used to being brutal with people, and he was really intimidating, inducing fear and coercion to try to get me to do this. So I was reading it, of course, like we teach people to do, and I happened to notice, wait a minute, this word any, it's only three letters, but it means like everything in the world. I said, that's a very, very dangerous word there. That can mean nothing, or it can mean anything, including taking my life or filling me full of psychotropic drugs or anything else. In fact, earlier you were speaking about how they claim that their peer-reviewed research had approved these drugs. Well, I remember that commercial. They had the guy who broke down with his car, and he would call the chick on the mechanic. Yeah, I got my three best guys working on it, and there's three fat guys eating a burrito out on the hood of his car. I figure that's what they're talking about. When they say peer, they're looking at it from across the world somewhere, and it looks fine to them from their location.
Yeah. I know. So did you sign without prejudice?
Oh, I signed preserving all my rights under terrorism threat, duress, and coercion, TDDC specifically. And okay, they did trick me into submitting to one shot their so-called TB. I asked for the material data sheet for it on the side effects. Oh, we don't have that. wait a minute. Yeah. That was the only thing. They tried to come give me some meds one night. In fact, the word term, when we listen to the phonetic components of the word medicine, it could be